Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
No, I'm not.
It will take just a couple of minutes. It will help us a lot if you can answer some of our questions.
Okay, about what?
It's just a general survey.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your age?
65.
Your race.
Oh, I'm black.
Thank you. And your age, you mentioned 65.
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't think about that.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I don't think about that either.
Okay, and thinking about the economy is going, especially for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Just keeping ahead.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all.
Mm.
So, the first issue is improving K-12 public school education. Next, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Next, addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Next, rising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
Don't.
So, any number, maybe, from 0 to 10?
I'd say 5.
Excellent. Next, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion. I don't go for that.
So, we're just 0?
1.
Okay, 1. And reducing crime and violence? Banning assault weapons.
10.
Expanding treatment and services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
10.
And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You can select two options. I'm going to read some options to you. improving K-12 public school and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, and stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. You can select two options. Yes, two options from that list, yeah.
From what?
From the options that I just read. I can read the list again if you want. So one is improving K through 12 public school,
yes,
and
that's
making
it. Yes, I'm for that.
Okay, that one. And the second option is?
I haven't decided yet. I don't even want to give that an answer.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris.
I've heard of her.
From 0 to 100?
100.
Next, Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein. Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
100.
Next, Michelle Obama.
100.
Next, Joe Biden.
100.
Next, Republicans in Congress in general.
About 75.
Next, Donald Trump.
Two.
And finally, J.D. Vance.
Matter two also.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, and generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Undecided.
Okay, and as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. First statement
strongly
is
disagree.
The first statement is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or
I
somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, next statement is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she's a black woman. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, we're almost at the end. Now, I'd like to read what some issues and concerns have others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will do better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first issue is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Repeat that.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Who will do better, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Next issue, gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that addresses it.
Repeat that.
Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that addresses it.
You say gender?
Yes.
Repeat the whole thing.
Yes. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that addresses it.
I'm starting to mill that.
Okay. Next, we'll fight for people like you. Who will do better, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
And finally, securing our borders.
Kamala Harris.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities to our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes from our children from 0 to 10.
10.
And the next one is, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security from 0 to 10.
I agree to 10. Excuse me.
Excellent. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. You will say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first app is Facebook.
How much longer?
It's basically just 2 more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
No, I haven't.
And TikTok?
No.
You?
Huh?
YouTube?
No.
Twitter?
No.
And Instagram?
No.
OK. Okay, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is what?
Last year of schooling. Like high school, college,
master. Oh, I've been 3 years in college.
Excellent. And are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Widow.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And aside from wedding, funerals, and overage, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Excellent. So that's it for today. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.